All right.
I've discovered that in case the internet goes down, I saved the hard drive too, so I stream and record.
Oh,
as a precaution. Yep.
Fancy man.
So, you wake in the next day, some of you a bit weary from staying up that night, others well rested. You are kind of getting your things together when you normally awaken, and you can see the sun has begun to rise, or has already risen, I should say. You stay up rather late. It gets around 9 o'clock in the morning, 9 a.m. rather. And there's a gentle rapping at the door.
I'll answer it.
Wake up all nice and refreshed.
Hello.
Maud Greenhouse is there. Good morning, my lord.
Oh, this is Todd.
Oh, yes, of course. He smiles. Forgive me. Once you are ready, I shall take you downstairs to break your fast. You have, unfortunately, missed out on breakfast, but we have kept a few things out for you to eat.
Oh. Hey, well, thank you. It's a pleasure. Perhaps we'll get in bed at a more reasonable hour than tonight.
How is my aunt doing, by the way? Was she able to see through the night?
Can't know.
I give you a sideways.
She seems to be doing fair despite her fit from last night.
That is good.
Maud says.
Is she back in her room, or will she be joining us downstairs?
She's already downstairs.
Ah, well then, I will hurry on to her.
Please, if you all would. She waits at the door for you to collect your things. Will you leave anything behind?
No, no. Since we're not going to stay here tonight, I'll leave nothing behind.
Yeah.
Are you not staying here for the evening?
No, we were going to go back to the town, because the town hall's tonight.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no sense in traveling through the night.
Again.
After the meeting.
She has a quizzical look on her face, and she simply nods and smiles as you begin to gather your things, as if she had anticipated that you were staying here.
We will be back, if I can pick up on that at all. I will try to explain. We'll be back, as I explained last night, there's going to be a town hall meeting tomorrow.
Oh, certainly.
So we'll be staying there at the town hall again, and then...
A gathering of the elders, you say?
Anyone, is essentially welcome, but I would like to meet with the people of import in this town. Of course, Mr. Downing is welcome to come, but I feel like he would probably desire to stay here with my aunt.
I will serve in his stead if you're calling for the elders. I have served in such a capacity before for Master Hugo.
As his assistant, I would expect the best. All right. Then down to the to break our fast. Maybe not morning.
Following her, are you going to take the lamp or leave it here?
I'll take the lamp since they seem to be in short supply. Then leave it with her.
She walks you through the halls that are just as dark as the night before. And you pass into a labyrinth of halls and stairs and a confusing menagerie of hallways and alcoves. And
I'll see if I can follow the way back, like keep it in my mental memory, so
sure,
to speak, as best I can.
Make a secret scrutinize test. Sorry, secret... Navigation.
Navigation, all right.
If you were a dwarf, this would
That'll
be trivial.
That'll be a 55% flip to fail. And I rolled a 1.
A 0 1?
Mm-hmm. So that's a 10.
A 10.
Because it's flip to fail.
But isn't a 0 1 a 0 1 no matter what? Because it's critical success?
No, it's a 10.
It's a flip to fail, though.
Flip to fail. It's flip to be getting worse.
It would be doubles.
Like a double would still be...
Right, but if it were flipped to succeed and you rolled a 10, then that would turn into a 1, which would be a critical success.
So
that's how that works.
So question here. It's not a 1, it's an 0-1, correct?
Well, it's a 1%. But you have to flip to fail. So it's 10.
Okay.
That's why it's double 0.
But
you flip the face on the dice.
Right.
Otherwise,
okay,
it would be 100.
Yes. You're right.
Right?
You're right.
Let's not go for 100.
I was just asking for a point of clarification.
Yes, that's fine.
Thank you.
Yep. So, you wander back down into the main chambers. Your great aunt is there. She is affixed in her chair in the same clothing as she wore the night before, with the tall ruffles around her neck, the long, svelte clothing, and perhaps in her youth she would fit well into, but this 85-ish pound waif, this old elderly thing that is your great aunt, the Baroness, somehow still alive, still kicking, even after all these long years, and despite her fit she had the night before, she's there once again with spittle crystallized between the corner of her mouth and her shirt, where Maud wipes it up, but it does a little good before it continues.
At least they switch sides. She's on the right side last time. No, she's on the left. Yeah.
There are some cold eggs. Some beans. Warm milk. Room temperature goat milk.
Seems good to me. Let's start eating.
Alright. Everyone gonna eat?
Yeah.
What about you?
We will need to energize ourselves for the
eat now.
The hike back.
Yeah. I was trying to play out the role of
skin. So I will put a point of clarification. So you may only survive on rations for a number of days equal to your bronzes. When you exceed that, you must begin making tests to resist contracting sickness.
Mm. Yeah, so I will, of course, eat. Is my aunt seated at the head of the table?
She is aside.
Just because that's easier for the chair.
That's right. Assuming.
Okay.
Well, you can see the bowl where Maud was feeding her earlier with the beans.
Do I feel like I should sit at the head of the table or more at the side of the table since she's present?
It's up to you.
I will sit
beside
her.
Appropriate thing to be
beside. Yes, I will sit beside her. So. Yeah.
You break your fast and you make small words. You do not... Hugo is not here.
Mutt, will you be able to show me to the library?
Master Hugo asked if he would return this evening.
No, he said I could do it this morning. Just last night.
I'm afraid Master Hugo did not tell me that.
Oh.
It is not my place.
What was it called again? The solarium? Or no? Was it just a library or a study?
It is a study. I can certainly take you there, but you cannot get inside the door unless you have the key.
Oh.
And where is...
I am sorry. I apologize if Master Hugo had misspoke.
No, just no... again, I've said this more than once. There just seems to be lots of coincidences.
I assume he would
a lot
be...
of doublespeak.
I assume he would be here for the meal.
She seems taken aback at this, as you're openly speaking of this. I'm afraid that I need to take care of your aunt. Forgive me.
Of course. I mean, you mean make preparations if you're going to be joining us tonight.
Perhaps.
Where is the library so I can go myself?
Do you intend to kick the door down?
I don't believe that would be possible with these doors.
It is down this hallway. You'll need a lamp. I must see to your great aunt.
Of course.
As you will.
If you would like, Madame Krista can assist you, or if you need any assistance.
I'll just smile.
I think she'll be fine
stupid.
For now. Okay.
By golly!
Well then, I did want to perhaps explore this place a bit, if possible, but it seems probably ill-advised. As you said before, even if it is daylight, would you say, or would you recommend any place that I perhaps peruse?
Master Hugh Downing would know this place better than I.
Mm. Okay. Mm.
And where is the barrister this morning?
Still asleep.
Mm. Well,
he tends to burn the midnight oil.
Mm. Mm. Seems like you two are more alike than you like to admit, Cole.
Literally and figuratively.
Well, I will see you then on your way, and I will again kind of grab my aunt's hand and kiss her hand and wish her well.
Her eyes meet yours, perhaps, and for just a mere moment, until she... spit begins to get up and dribble down her face.
My lady.
I will bow and... Once they're out of earshot, I turn to Wesley. It certainly doesn't look to be in any state to be signing any documents. So if we've got any documents dated, if we can figure out how long she's been in this state, we can check the veracity of some of these documents.
2 years is what the doctor said.
I believe it was said that they were mostly dismissed before. Right?
But what I'm saying is she doesn't look like she could sign a document in her current state.
I would agree. But,
she surely can.
That's my point.
You mean by grabbing her wrist and writing it on?
Yes.
It is a cacophonous room to wear in. I'm sure they can hear everything.
Well.
We were all talking about ambushes last night, but yet I am the one who is being chided.
I was saying so for the listeners.
I think it's,
Yes, thank you.
I don't know. I think perhaps a brisk walk outside could do us all a bit of good. I think we could all use a little bit of a
mountain air.
A morning stroll. What do you say?
Yes.
A respite from this gloomy place, yes.
Indeed. Perhaps back out the way we came, then perhaps if there's any ways up on the ramparts, maybe get a good view of the surrounding area. That is my desire, at least.
Let's see what is safe to climb. I would hate for you to, especially with your wound still mending, to break a different one open.
If you need to find your way out, she points toward one of the hallways, go that way, and then turn right.
Oh, I didn't know she was still here.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she's still...
I wouldn't have said that if she was still here. I'm
she
sorry.
Never excused herself.
Oh, well.
She asked you to excuse yourselves.
Okay.
Specifically.
Well, she said she was going to leave with the aunt.
I said once she was out of earshot, so I wouldn't have said that.
I think specifically she just said she was going to tend to the aunt and then looked at us and waited for our move.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's why I was trying to excuse us into the open air.
Just that way, and then to the right.
Thank you, Maud. Perhaps we'll see you later tonight.
Perhaps. She says, briefly and... Yeah,
as I will then take the lantern and start heading the way she suggested.
You can see the light from outside, kind of within a chamber in front of you. This long hall seems to lead back out into the main entrance chamber where the large tapestries hang.
The ones of the Agrabaros?
Yes.
And just the Agrabaros, there's no others?
No, just a pair of them that hang there. They look like they've been there for ages. Mildewy and moldy and old, and the color is washed away from the light that is gathered in here. Along the foot of the cobblestone, there are leaves and sticks and weeds and things like that just kind of grown or just gathered in here from the wind during autumn.
We'll take a few moments to take in the art of the tapestry and see if there's anything I can glean from it of note.
It is of age. It is old, very old. But there's not else to speak of, and its colors have long since been bleached by the sun's light.
I see.
You can see that there are heavy chains, and one thing you can gather in this chamber is that this place is clearly where all the mechanics to close the drawbridge are actually enclosed. You know that the drawbridge is actually across the way near the barbican, but there's you can see a heavy set of chains kind of interlinked throughout here. The chains themselves are probably about as wide as a fist.
This place kind of makes me think of the house from Crimson Peak. Like the, without the giant hole in the, roof. That
certainly.
Yeah.
It is old and of an age from that has been long forgotten.
Yeah. This is a bit claustrophobic, this amount of stone and wind. I don't care for it after too long. It'd be nice to be outside.
The chains are rusted together after so many years, and you would strongly suspect that the mechanics inside here no longer work. The great weight of the drawbridge has probably caused the chains to seize somewhere inside the building. The drawbridge itself is probably, you would guess, maybe 10 yards wide. Three yards wide, broad enough for a man on a horse and his servant to walk alongside them by design.
Do the chains have any gathering of rust on them?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Exposed to the weather and the rains, they have, you suspect, not only have they rusted together, these chains have probably seized somewhere inside the walls.
What about the doors?
Why there's no moat here.
The drawbridge would close.
No, not the front long, the misty fall.
Oh, there is no doors. Just the drawbridge.
It, out to,
it is very old. Normally, you would assume this that a drawbridge would actually not be here in front of the door. It'd actually be on the opposite side.
It is
side.
Built a place where things
drop
rot.
Down yes. to join. But this door
sort of
is actually
like
the
Oregon
door
coast, if you've ever been there. Like how everything is.
You can imagine
state of like decay.
That during the early
they
third
paint
age,
like a year later, it looks like
that people would ride horses into this large room, and dismount, and then they'd be taken somewhere off grounds. Like knights would ride across the drawbridge into the central area. It's a welcoming of area, and it's large enough to accommodate a number of horses, but the drawbridge is not wide enough to accompany them side by side.
So are there not doors before that hallway?
No, not at all.
It's open.
It's totally open. You can see the you can see where the lip of the stone meets, where the drawbridge, when it's closed, it would seal it off. This place is probably, it's were you to have the appropriate seal. You, I mean, this is a very old place.
Yeah.
Essentially, and, two residences were built on top of what was probably a military installation. This is this is a utility building itself, and that's where they do most of their business now, it seems. Either way, it felt like that room was even getting chillier by the minute.
Outside you go, and it is a brisk autumn day. The sky is gray and overcast, and the land just kind of opens up all around you as you pass beneath the murder room, over across the drawbridge, through the murder room, and then you kind of leave castle grounds. The graylands surround you from all sides, ragged weeds struggling to grow, gray and yellow. Small pocks of quarry ponds all over, and these kind of these rivulets of silver that kind of permeate the land. These small creeks.
How do we get to the courtyard?
The courtyard is on the side.
It's in the middle, right?
In the middle.
So there's no other doors out.
There's no other way to find the courtyard unless you were to go through the castle.
I'll take Wesley to the side and just mention my clue to him. I mean, you already know it, so fast forward for...
Yes, I assumed that eventually Tuck would sweep that chimney.
Ah.
But we will, of course, need to take this carefully, lest he, well, trip and break his neck. This is how I think we should...
Did you spill something in your sheet?
Me?
Yeah, the water.
Oh, no, that's the...
condensation.
Oh.
Hand sanitizer. Hand sanitizer there.
Nice.
But, no, I mean... I know I seem like I don't pick up on things, but I do. I just... You play, like you said maybe before, you play bad cop or good cop, and with Gunter, I like to play kind of a dumb cop. Because people let their guards down when they think that you're not smart enough to pick up on their things.
This has always been your case.
Well, indeed. Yes, and so... and so, I would... That's why I don't like to tend to show my hand, but, well, pretend that I don't even look at the cards. So, it's an interesting strategy, but one that has worked for me quite a bit. So, I will continue to play to do that. These people are telling the truth. I will, of course, work with them. That's why you are here, to essentially look into the books to find the things that, well,
they're hiding.
Exactly. Because, like I said the other night, how would the heart be not in the body? It makes no sense unless someone has taken it out.
I agree.
So we must find that to be the case, and we will need allies to do so. If this man has, in his years here unopposed, drawn up counterfeit information or letters or histories or whatever they may be to state that we do not own this territory. But, well, we will go about it one step at a time. Gather as much information as we can, and then we will make our case.
So you certainly think that Hugh Downing is up to no good?
I think something is definitely afoot. Someone is obviously working against the Winterborn interests. If it's Hugo Downing, I mean, it would seem he would have the easiest motive to do so. As the barrister, he would make things look as legal as possible. He does potentially have the most to gain. The question is his loyalty and love actually to my aunt or to himself? And that is something that we'll discover here in hopefully the days to come.
Very well. I must add here that, my lord, you are the lord here. There is no trial, there's no judge. You are the boss.
There is no Hugo Downing won't let you go to a room.
I agree, but it seems that we do not know the way. It seems foolhardy to press the issue.
Well, not on day one. I mean, press the issue in a month. Press the issue in a week.
My first concern was to see if my aunt was alive. She is. Well, obviously not in any state of mind to make or sign any sort of contract. But she is alive, and I do plan to inform the people that have seen her that she's alive, maybe, you know, not so well, and so that I intend to step up and take her place.
Well, it seems that she had gotten away from them last night, and her state was unique.
Well,
I would say there was clarity there. I mean, she recognized you as your uncle, I mean, and everyone has said, the multitude of years I've known you, everyone says you look like this man, resemble this child.
Yeah, that statue did look a bit like you when we was that age.
It's hard to say as one does not look at their face very often, what they look like, so I will believe you, Tuck.
I look at your face every day.
But thank you.
But
still, I think...
If you want me to pull back, I will.
Well,
my methods are always been hurt.
Of course.
I don't have a nature to...
So...
I can't deal with bullshit.
Basically. I understand you can't.
And that's what... This is just a murmuring farce that's going on here. They're doping your aunt up on something. It's obvious. She wasn't a drooling beast last night. She had clarity.
She had drool on her side. I mean,
well,
she,
of course, because
she had clarity,
she's been drooling
she
from whatever they're putting into her body. She had clarity for the moment.
To your point, and as a mental exercise, Hugo Downing and Maud Linkhouse don't seem to have anyone to support them if we were to decide that they had no place here. What's to stop us from ousting them from the castle?
Well, the fact that they know this area, and I mean, they have some use of now. But I mean,
so they are
I would not fire
to,
anyone
so
who
will
has
remain.
No use.
They will remain.
Of course,
the
they would remain. I mean, if this man is a good, honest man, then I shall keep him. He's the one that knows the most about this estate and the laws and whatnot around it. So it'd be ill advised to, well, oust him and then have someone say, like such as Cole, who maybe is a learned man, but not learned in this particular area.
Well
what I'm saying is that Cole has his own suspicions about what is going on. If those suspicions are true and he can prove them,
oh yes,
what's to stop us from doing such?
Right, so
by this point you are back to the quarry pond where the statue is. It has been almost an hour and a half.
You know what I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Are we walking all the way back? Was that the plan?
We were going to walk back today, and then the tonight was going to be the...
Okay.
So, I mean, we were going to make our way back
trying
eventually.
To explore the ground.
I mean, yeah, I was going to kind of walk about.
That's what I thought.
There is no way to find the courtyard. You cannot... The only means of ingress to this castle, the Winterborn Estate, is literally across that drawbridge. This place has been put up on a precipice purposefully to where it cannot be ascended any other way.
There's no way to get to the walls or the murder hole or...
No. It's all inside the castle grounds.
Okay. There's no side gate.
No
correct.
Side gate.
It is upon almost like a stone mesa. And the only way to get to that mesa is across the drawbridge. Like you have two if you can imagine.
So there is a moat.
Yeah, there's a moat, of course. I wouldn't call a moat, it's just like I'd call
a
cliffside that would drop you down probably several hundred yards to death.
Huh.
So if you, I'm going to draw this for you real quick. If you can from a side view,
how
imagine.
How long is the drawbridge?
20, 30 feet.
Okay.
If you can imagine,
here's the mesa, here's the barbican, here's the drawbridge. So this is the murder room.
Mm-hmm.
The only means of ingress is up this hill. In between that,
nothing.
And it seems to surround the entire front side like this.
Unless you approach the north gate from the other side.
So which side of that were we on?
Here. Like this.
I don't know what the hell's over there.
Yeah, we don't know.
Don't. It's just,
on the back side of the castle, there's no room.
It's sheer. You
it's just straight down,
it.
Right?
Yeah, it's sheer. It's a mesa.
What purpose does this play? It's unusual.
Unassailable, yeah. Virtually. I mean, save for the crumbling nature.
If you get all the hidden items, you get to do the upside down version of it when you're done.
It is what I'm thinking with mental exercise. So we've got our Lord Wesley Winterbourne, who just arrived yesterday, and he ousts the man in charge and his loyal servant. Now, I don't know about you. You may have never been a peasant, but there's this thing called peasant uprisings. And if I was a peasant, which I'm kind of close, but I was raised rather well, being the whipping boy to a lord. I'd rather have the ruler I know over the rightful ruler I only met yesterday.
Even if the ruler is not well liked, as we have seen by a rumor yesterday.
You have spoken to two people yesterday.
Exactly.
You do not know the temperament of the town. You do not
but
know the temperament
I
of the
am, village. I'm holding this as yes. a point over.
So,
good,
so,
fair point.
And one was in favor mm-hmm. of you now. The other mm-hmm. was clearly not.
So, I don't know. Again, it could be a thing that maybe not to actually talk to their rulers, but you know, as little people, as simple folk, we don't talk to our rulers. I mean, it may as well be George. It may as well be Lars. It may as well be, you know, whoever. I mean, so. We've got our life. We don't want our change. And here this young person comes in, even though he's not that young, but, you know, compared to what's the young person, city folk, comes in with his big ideas and wants to change things up. No, I wouldn't want to stand for it, none. I mean, maybe if this person from the country came into Lake Town and came into Old Lork, and he said that I'm gonna rule Old Lork because I've got it by birthright. you think the man in white and the man and the man in red would stand for that?
Fair point, Tuck.
And even if he did get rid of the man in red, then people are gonna just say, oh, he is a rightful ruler. Of course, he'll take his place.
Heading back to...
What you're describing is pretty much the same ascension that the Bastard King did do.
With much bloodshed.
It's the Rovanian way. So, speaking of which, the way back to Dunhollo is not nearly as harsh as it is trying to ascend, but it is still rugged land. You all need to make a routine toughness test.
Downhill.
You know what I mean? It's not uphill both ways?
It is.
Yeah, of course it is.
Pulling the upside down.
I succeeded with a 50.
Nice.
Success.
Failed.
Success.
With a 98.
I failed. 97.
Anybody want to reroll that?
No.
Okay.
Those who failed.
Yes.
15 physical peril. Along the way, the path is a little bit treacherous, rocky even, and despite, for those of you who may have been well rested the night before, still feeling a little bit, maybe a little hungover from the booze you drank the night before, maybe it's just the fact that it's cold and you didn't sleep very well, or maybe it's just the kind of back and forth at this point. A lot has unfolded in the past 48 hours since you've arrived, but the path back to Dunhollo was not easy.
regardless, eventually you break through the tree line and begin to head down the wooded hill until you spy within your eye. You can see Dr. Greystone's water wheel home along the side of the creek. And the village of Dunhalla opens before you. Once again, forested with lush grasses and leaves that have begun to change color with the season. A few onlookers watch you as you come through the wood and head down into the village. People who work doing their daily business, tending to the fields or off to the or coming back to for lunch during the woodsmen, children and women and families essentially. All of them watching with curiosity and perhaps a little bit of fear. Dressed in very plain brown and black clothing to hide their modesty, to hide their shame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do strike quite a figure.
Sorry, what was that?
I said we do strike quite a figure.
Well, we are six people that they do not know, two of which of us are carrying swords at our sides, and one of us spurs. So,
I must admit, I am quite formidable.
Yes, indeed you are, Sir Harrison.
And a famous blitzball player. And
well, he's
we, are like, the, we are like the beginning of a rib, when you would tell.
A lord and knight and a blitzball player walk into a town hall.
I'm not saying it's a good rib.
I don't know. But
I'm sure we can make up something by the time we arrive. I don't know.
I would actually like to stop at the doctor's house if we're passing by.
Absolutely. Dr. Greystone is there. He's actually in the gardens. He's humming to himself. Oh, you caught me unawares. Sorry, Bill. Oh, goodness.
Good to see you again, Mr. Dr. Greystone.
Mac, how was your ailments?
That's what I was going to have you look at. I think they are doing much better. Just a little bit still, but a little light here and there. But,
let's see to your bandages, then.
So I would have you check them.
64% chance success. You're lightly wounded, I'm assuming.
I am lightly wounded, yes. 64. That's a 12. That's a success.
One step up. See, that right has rain. Just be certain to... This should be the last bandage. The wounds are clean. That's good, good. Yes, yes.
Yeah, and I will give another 3 shilling.
Okay. You make a rich man of me, my lord, he says.
Well, hopefully I will not need your services that often, but indeed, I am gracious for your services.
Certainly. Are you fresh from a walk midday?
We just came from the manor.
Please quiet while I'm tending to your wounds.
Nope.
Remember?
it was quite a joyous... autumn morning walk. It was brisk.
I see.
Good for the constitution.
Yes, indeed. You're a bit sweaty on an autumn day. You're traipsing the woods.
Is there a local general store?
Oh, yes, of course. A man named Jory Hamfast.
Jory Hamfast. How close to the city center or this... what do you call your city hall?
Your little hamlet.
Yes. Town hall.
The town hall.
Just close to the town hall. You not miss it. It is within just a stone's throw. Near the kennels.
What was it again? Jory?
Jory Hamfast.
Greengrocer.
It is a greengrocer. Among many things, yes. An importer of fineries.
Or moderates, as it would be. Oh no.
We'd expect no more from a place like this.
Perhaps some of the late summer's fruit would be nice if such things could be had. They won't be around for long, and I don't care for gourds nearly as much.
The soil is around here rather acidic, good for little crab apples.
Hmm.
A few sweet ones too, certainly to be found at the town hall. smiles broadly. Well, if there's anything else I can help you with, certainly feel free to stop by the doctor's, as he tips his invisible hat.
Good day.
What do you, as they slip out, I'm going to stay for a few seconds. What do you charge for your mandrake and other black lotus and items of...
He stops for a moment. Goodness, I do not charge as such.
You mean you do not charge?
Roll an interrogation test. This will be standard.
What do you mean, you know?
Are you asking if he's cool?
56.
You get mandrake, but you have to sit and listen to his fucking band but for like 2 hours.
56. I rolled a 21. It's secret.
No, it's okay. It's standard. Okay. Oh, Mr. Marius, it is for the rheumatisms of the Baroness.
I don't understand. I thought you weren't working for the Baroness.
Oh, not directly in employ any longer, no, but well, Master Hugo still needs to attend to her illnesses, the shaking fits. So I have seen fit to continue providing a concoction as needed.
What is this concoction?
Mandrake, morphine, penny whistle, and dandelions. Yes. Not recommended for those who are hale of health such as yourself. You pat yourself on the shoulder. Pat you on the shoulder.
So, I cannot buy your mandrake.
He kind of... Well... I didn't say that. What need would you have a mandrake, though?
It is prescribed by my doctor.
Yes. Those are my prescriptions. Well, we can certainly work out a deal, he says, trailing off. So, in order to buy mandrake from him, so basically you found your black market dealer.
In a deal.
Well, yes, it was. Okay. To purchase deliriums of this kind, so mandrake, and why am I not finding it? Well, that's interesting. It's under healing, is why. Because mandrake is used for healing as well. It's right.
Is there?
Mandrake, buy the dose, 7 shilling.
Still providing.
If you have a case of the willies, I would prescribe lawn, however.
Willies.
A dose of tincture to forget the pain?
What is the willies?
Stomach sickness. The things that you... It's a polite way of saying nicks, cuts, scrapes, and bruises. He smiles. My lord's man certainly knows about that, he says. Leaning in.
Till we just become best friends.
Should you have need of such sundries in the future, Mr. Marius, I would encourage you to come directly to me.
Would if you catch my meat. As you see, I made sure our arrangement happened upon our own use.
Of course. Wink. Nudge. As if there's an understanding there.
So it was mandrake, laudanum, pennywise,
penny whistle.
I'm sorry.
And dandelion.
I was like pennywise, like the clown.
Penny whistle, as in like the stuff that well, Madame Christie can verify. Well, I'll say nothing. Right. I'll say nothing else.
And what was? And I'm sorry. I just wanted to make
dandelions.
For flavor, sure.
That milkiness.
Have you ever had dandelion leaves? Not really for flavor. They're peppery.
I've had a dandelion salad. Have beer made from dandelions.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, it's...
Fucking white beer. It's
gluten-free. Yeah, well, it's gluten-free. That's the reason that I had it. Somebody was having...
Some beer.
Had it at their house.
Cole Marcus Marius will catch up. Briefly.
Don't be Cole Narcus Marius.
Don't be Narcus.
Asking. Yeah, that's what he's asking.
Narcus. Yeah. Narcus.
So, he catches up with you.
I forgot about Narcus.
It seems like a visit to this greengrocer would be a good idea. Perhaps make an introduction. Buy some flasks of oil.
Oil. Yes.
Good day, sir.
Indeed.
I need to be able to explore the castle without...
Now that we know the situation a bit better, it would behoove us to prepare.
10 yards of rope and
he's already
all that.
So,
10-foot ladder.
Yes.
10-foot ladder.
What I'm thinking...
Ladder's nice.
They're all pickled fish.
What I'm thinking is, you know, perhaps we should get to know... We should get to know two of them a bit more and apart from one another. Mm-hmm. That way we can see if everything matches up. Everything they say, you know? Like... What sort of station would you think that either one of them is? Like, they seem to be above my station, so I don't know if I could do much talking. So, I mean, maybe we could pick some people to, you know,
talk to whom?
More than
Hugo.
Yeah, Hugo. Right.
I mean, I will talk to them. Or do you mean tonight or tomorrow or when?
Or just, you know.
In general?
In general. And then while they's talking, then maybe myself and a few other people can just kind of, you know, bandy about.
Well, with our hopefully newfound items and sundries, I mean, you will be able to clean your chimneys as you see fit.
And we plan on staying there for a while, right? After this is over? Or was
I imagined that, well, if the information is there...
Gaunter bumps into somebody on the road as Loeg almost trips, falling onto all fours. And he says, "Which one are you fucking walking?" He says as he continues on his way.
That would be the kind woodsman that you...
Mr. Woodsman. Mr. Bug, is it? I would like to have a word.
My name isn't Lug. It's Loeg.
Oh, I apologize. I am very much new here. I am Lord Wesley Winterbourne.
Lord Wesley, you got wax in your ears? It's Loeg.
Loeg, indeed. I'm sorry. I am quite terrible with names. Any of my associates will tell you this. But I intend to become fast friends with you in the future.
I'm speaking to Loeg that way.
So... Anyway, in the future, I would like to take you into my services and have you show me...
Not the sail.
Well, I mean, of course you're not, but you are the woodsman, right?
You should address your lord.
And these are my family's woods, right? So
stops and kind of, like, he's buffering. He's trying to take this all in.
You should address your lord as my lord, too.
Not my lord.
Yes, he is.
I would say that this ring would... which was my father's and now is mine, would denote my inheritance. Would you not say so?
Well, wait. Just...
Great. He shakes his head.
Wait. So, Loeg, who is your lord?
Think of the lord.
Who's your boss?
I got a boss.
So, Sir Jameson St. James is not your ranking officer?
He's a fucking ranking officer.
So what are you trying to get at? He takes a step forward.
What I'm trying
to get at... What are you getting at
here? Is that I would like you to show me the sanctuary, and you are the best man for the job. Is that not right?
I'm the woodsman.
Indeed. So perhaps on the morrow, if it would be amenable to you, I would like to...
Tomorrow's Sunday.
Well then... Nah, you make a good point then. The day after. Any objections?
things to do in the woods on Sunday. Or Monday, rather.
Well, maybe I think you can make an exception for your lord. It is decided. Good talking to you. Now, good day, sir.
Roll a charm test. Are you order or chaos alike?
I have ordered.
Okay. What is your... Oh, you are definitely not in the same social class. Oh. One moment.
I just like to warm up the dice.
Okay. It is going to be a routine test.
Routine test. That would be a 50. And that is a 69. I'm going to re-roll that.
Sure about that?
Yeah.
You can take my free one.
Can you really...
No, we don't
in this situation.
It was,
is your intimidation not implied?
I mean... First you offer the carrot, then you offer the stick.
Okay, fair enough.
And if he's just a dumb mule, that's how you do it. Right. Anyway, I will... yeah, re-roll. We don't have the actual rerolls. 50, 67. No good still.
Look. We've done hollow. Right?
Indeed, that's why I'm asking for your expertise.
I'll take you out there, but not on Sunday.
I said on Monday, yes.
You get a horse?
Do I need one?
You're gonna keep up with me?
I can, well, I mean, we just made it back here from Dunhollow, and, well, I am a bit winded, but we've been traveling quite a while. I think I shall be able to do so, well. But if you think I need a horse, then I will do so. I will procure one.
Where are you going to do that?
Well, that's a good question. I will ask the greengrocer. Perhaps he can point me in the right way.
Tuesday.
Monday.
Tuesday morning.
Indeed, Monday.
On your own there. He turns around and leaves.
So, you would just walk away from someone who is your lord?
I told you Tuesday!
You have no... It seems odd, huh? Everyone in this village is so polite. Oh well. I shall search for another then.
Good luck.
Indeed. Well then.
Backwards people. I don't know their rules.
Well, it seems like I imagine him like a wild stallion. He's so used to running through these lands on his own, doing whatever he pleases, that if anyone were trying to ride his back, he would just buck them off. And well, we will attempt to mount this horse later. I have skills in riding. We will see this through.
Lord Winter. Lord Wesley, if I may, you only have one chance at first impressions.
Would you have me break his knees then?
I wouldn't go to those extreme measures, but he needs to be knocked down a peg or two, if you ask me.
Well, indeed, when we show up on Monday and he refuses, well, we'll be more stick than carrot.
That's second impressions, but you're the Lord.
So, on to the Green Grocer.
Indeed, on to the Green Grocer.
The rattling of bells as you walk inside. A man, a plump man, a plain man, a jolly looking man, ruddy cheeks, youthful pinched face, a generous amount of stubble. He is going through what appears to be a list of goods, taking tallies.
Oh!
Jory Hamfast, I presume.
Lord Winterborn?
Indeed. It is good to meet you.
Oh, yes. I heard you were coming through. They were talking about you last night. You and your whole host.
Indeed. Hopefully only good words, but...
He points toward a sign behind you.
Turn around. What's that?
No weapons allowed.
Ah. Surely for a knight and a lord, is that not the case?
He seems a bit taken aback.
I mean, I can leave him outside.
We are a peaceful town around here.
Oh, of course.
Maybe if you two can stay at the door, I could talk to the others, I suppose.
Well, how about this? Tuck here, hold my court sword.
He takes it, he doesn't really know how to hold it.
Indeed.
His slides out of its scabbard.
Yeah, he kind of steps outside with it, not knowing what to do.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
I step outside the doors to not make a scene.
Do I remember seeing any chickens at the manor house?
No.
Or ducks?
None, no.
I'm going to take a scan around this room while they're talking to see if this place sells either eggs or beans, actually.
Certainly.
You begin filtering around, just kind of looking over the goods.
Quite a decent assortment you have here. Honestly, I'm impressed.
Most of the stores of what we have here, I maintain and own. I don't really see a lot of customers. I think most of it's just we barter around here. Coin doesn't really have much value. I mean, we don't really go south to Old Lork or anything.
Not even down to this crossroads?
Oh, goodness, no.
Did not seem like the
not
road was very trafficked.
Well, the traveling season is over, so anyone who'd be passing through here has already done their business.
Are we past harvest or before
yes,
harvest?
Yes, past harvest.
I would think that people would be taking their vacations now that it is after harvest, but perhaps I am mistaken.
Well, some people can't afford such luxuries, my lord.
I was about to say, vacation?
Well,
on holiday for
to
a month.
With family. I mean, if people have finished with harvest, that is when they have the most money, you see, because they have just sold their crops.
I understand the harvest, my lord.
Indeed. So you would understand why they would have the money that then, you know, people that tend to have money like to spend it. I find that to be quite the case.
Unless they're relying on that money to last them through an entire winter like regular folk.
Well, smart folks will squirrel away quite a bit.
That's what I was thinking, my lord.
Oh, I mean, I've collected quite a lot of taxes.
Well, he kind of wrings his hands. I don't mean to interject, my lord, but most of what we do around here is for the community, not for the self.
Oh, that is very good. That is very good. Because I would hate for people to be wasteful.
Well, I think you'll find that people up in Hollow are far from wasteful.
Good. Then we shall, I think, work very well together in the years and years to come.
He smiles.
So.
Any luck? Maybe I find what I was looking for?
You do find eggs. And you do find beans.
So it's fair if I'm going to assume and tuck away in my head that clearly the manor house is doing business in town and doing it relatively regularly, so someone is coming back and forth.
Do you happen to have any for
oils? Well, yeah, but most of that's brought in from outside of Dun Hollow.
Fishermen, perhaps?
No. Fish oil, sure, but most of the oil we have around here comes from fat.
Okay, log. That makes sense.
Yeah.
You see, well,
you didn't know. You didn't see a lot of grazing animals around here. Those you did were mostly goats.
Okay. Yeah. You see, we were hoping to spend a bit more time at the manor.
Oh, that's not to say that I don't have oil. I'm just telling you, it's just not common around these parts.
That's good to know. I mean, I would like to help improve the area and hopefully perhaps help with getting trade to go between here and at least the crossroads, if not all the way to Old Floor.
That's a nice thought, he says.
I'm thinking for years in the future, of course. Like I said, we'll be here and fast friends for, well, until we're both dead, hopefully, in years and years to come. As the
fantastic,
the father
is. My lord. I look forward to our shared growth. As for the oil, he says...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I could give it to you for 2 shilling a pot.
Oh, sure.
Everybody's eyes kind of widen.
Whoa. How much?
2 shilling a pot.
What's the oil made from? Unicorns?
He smiles. No unicorns around here, Mr. Kilgorf.
So, he knows who you are. Your fame has preceded you.
Well, I know you.
How is it
heard about you from the raconteurs? Told you the stories about you.
What do the common folk use to light candles?
Candles, of course. The monks sell beeswax.
Yes. Then how much are the candles?
The monks mine their own beeswax. I don't have anything to do with that. That's how they make some of their trade. Yeah. mead and candle wax. That's all. You need to talk to Brother David about that.
I don't want to spend any more time going after sundries.
Well, I mean, it might behoove you if you plan to stay up all night burning the candle at both ends to have actual candles.
I want candles or oil or something to read by.
Plus, like I said, it'd be good to meet everyone. I'm quite excited.
Well, if you're just looking to read by something, I mean, I got reading candles, but I mean, they're not as good as beeswax candles.
Oh, of course. I will take the oil, of course.
Well, how many pots can I give you? I've got a generous amount, I suppose.
Oh, a generous amount? How much is a generous amount? I mean, I wouldn't want to buy you out, but I mean...
Well, I've got about 10 pots here, so 20 shilling.
Oh, 10 pots. That's quite actually a large amount. Yeah, I don't even know how I would carry all those. I guess it's good to have so many hands.
Juggling.
Juggling pots of oil.
Well, maybe they do house calls. Maybe that they have a cart that they would be happy to deliver. Who does your deliveries to the manor house? I'll just try to slide it in there, like, sort of very quickly and
that's good. Offhand. I like that. Go ahead and make a guile test. That's good. This is going to be... Are you order of Castleline?
I'm order of one.
And what's your social class?
I am burger.
Oh, you're a burger? Okay, so yep. It's going to be routine.
All right, so with our routine guile test, that's going to be a 62% chance. I'm going to reroll. I want to get this one right. You know, about another 50% chance.
No, I gave my reroll.
I failed, man. That's too bad.
He says, I don't make deliveries to the manor.
Huh.
He says it very confused, like he's confused in the suggestion. Not that he's attempting to lie, but he just seems confused in the suggestion.
So the oil, and then I'm trying to also think of anything else I might need, because, well, the manor's quite large. I don't know if you, have you ever been?
To Winterborne Manor?
Yes.
I don't make that track.
Oh,
it's 3 hours away.
Of course, but I mean...
There's dogs out there.
Well, I mean, any time in your life. How old is he?
My lord. He's probably 50s. My lord. He looks like he's still alive. There's also Grawlstetters out there. He whispers, there's also Grawlstetters out there.
Huh.
Yeah, we've not seen that many dogs. No dogs or Grawlstetters.
Give it time.
Well, as it gets colder, I'm sure we'll see both more. But as of right now, we've been quite fortunate. And so I would like to potentially get as much supplies as possible now. And
well, I've got 10 pots here, he says. I think that's about all, though. I need to crack open a crate and give it a count.
Well, if you would take that, I would like to still gander at some other things. But
sure. Do as you like. Look about.
Of course.
He will go to the back room and start... You can hear him kind of grunting as he's popping a crate open looking for oil.
I don't... You know, I'm simple folk, but they're getting their eggs from somewhere. I don't see where. I'm not here. Didn't see any chickens or ducks or anything that makes... anything that makes eggs around there, did you? I didn't see a living thing.
I didn't see anything living in that place.
It's hard to say with it being so large, but I was hoping to, after this meeting with the elders, potentially, what do they call it, tour the estate?
Maybe they'll show us the chicken wing?
Yes, or at least the farmers.
Thank you for laughing at that.
That's some good old-fashioned funniness. That's
maybe you'll return with the oil.
Maybe there's a wing to the chicken.
All right.
Hopefully this is stable, so I guess there used to be a kennel.
Do you have any, potentially, any jars of sugar or any coffee, perhaps? Jars of coffee.
Coffee? Oh, goodness, no. Sugar, sure, but it's going to be expensive.
I was just curious. You see, I have a jar on me from, I didn't know if you could potentially do a bit of trade.
For sugar?
Of course. Or coffee. Although I'd prefer to keep the coffee, actually. It's a bit of a luxury. But I have 2 jars of sugar. I'd be willing to part with 1.
If you're going on the Oregon Trail, buy nothing but bullets.
We could trade a jar of sugar for a pot of oil.
Beat the doctor so you can buy as many bullets as you can.
Okay. The doctor doesn't shoot anymore. So we'll do that, and then... Well...
lots of
18 shillings.
Pot of sugar. So,
seriously.
So 15 shillings here. Because I do have a rank of bargain, would I know that the price of oil is usually 1 shilling?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh.
The average price of oil is 1 shilling. Imports, I mean, 2 shillings, that's quite a bit. As I'm attempting to bargain.
Sure, we can make a deal. So go ahead and roll a bargain test and we'll resolve this quickly.
Okay.
Thank you.
Test is challenging.
Yep, 79.
Oh, we learned something. I mean, it wasn't entirely like
for
you. Yeah, no, I think it's fine. So challenging, it would be 40, so I would fail. Now I have my professional reroll.
Almost snuck it out of him.
And that is an 80. I'm like, ah, roll rocks. That in there. So, you know.
No, I don't think it's fair. These are hard to find, so he will not budge.
I will understand, of course, and I will pay him his price. Yeah. So how much shillings was it? 15, you said?
15, yes.
Okay.
Anything else you wish to do with the greengrocer?
No.
Nope.
No, okay. Price groceries. I'll take note that he is providing, that he seems to be providing staples to the manor house in my head.
All right.
And
it is now past midday. It is also now almost time to quit. So we will wrap up here and we'll resume next week. The Dunhollow mystery. Some more information has been found. More suspicions.
I do want to
listen to us buy shit.
Yeah.
Well, the goal was to buy him out so that way they have no other supply.
Hmm. Very clever.
I did want to take Madam sort of aside.
So, I suggest that we stop. Okay. Yep. Stopped.
Yes.
So we'll revisit that next week.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Just giving the reader or listeners a little insight on the rest of Wesley's thoughts.
So let's do 100 reward points for everybody. But let's kind of talk above board.
Okay. I'm sorry. Thanks, Sylvia.
Thank you. So I have been loath to give out a lot of corruption. But I think that the approach that you're taking is not going to get you very far.
Which approach is?
The utter and absolute suspicion, speaking aloud about people being potentially traitorous. So I think that we need to think about, just as kind of some food for thought, like how we remove the characters from the non-player characters when you have these conversations. I think the way that Walter kind of introduced it was a good way to do that. Let's just keep that in mind as we move forward. I think there should be a suspicion. Absolutely. Sure. If it makes sense for your character. But let's just try to be a little bit more cautious when you're talking that way in front of non-player characters, because you're not going to get very far. In fact, you may earn long-term enemies out of it.
Right. And obviously that's why I'm trying to be as nice as possible to everyone.
Right. This is just a suggestion, just food for thought. There are obviously times that it makes sense to do so and times that it doesn't. And more often than not, it's been more the latter than the former.
Mm-hmm.
So just food for thought. So
do you want to give out any corruption in retrospect?
No. Corruption is corruption.
Okay.
So if it's just equal to or less than, it's a corruption roll. Or it's a corruption rank. Two.
I'm very sweet.
Chaos.
I am almost to viewers, listeners. I am almost all the way up my order rank, and then I will receive a fate point.
8 points.
I'm one tick away myself.
I'm getting there. I'm close. I've treaded the line. I haven't betrayed my ideals.
I'm up to 7 order.
That's the most you ever had. Other than character, just kidding.
That's not really Nick's mostly style.
Pretty high.
That is not really Nick's style.
Yeah.
It's
not. Well, just wait for Harrison to turn. Who knows?
I
wouldn't put it past him.
With that, we'll wrap up the Dunhollow mystery for tonight. Tune in next week for episodes 11 and 12. These two episodes should be up by Saturday morning, I think.
Well, when you hear our voice, they will be up.
That's right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
See ya. Bye.
I'm looking for talent. There it is.
Aren't we all looking for talent?
Doppelganger.